You cannot create an identity of strength while you continue to view yourself or your circumstances through a filter of weakness. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I'm Elizabeth Benton. We are coming at you every single day for a full year, more than a year, really, with short mini-sodes in between our regular full-length episodes to get you to choose consistency today, even if you had a stressful day, even if you're not in the mood, even if motivation is at an all-time low, even if you feel like you're not seeing results, show up and create consistency anyway. Yesterday, I shared with you guys an idea from my first book, Chasing Cupcakes, and today I've got another one for you, and it's that you can't create an identity of strength while you continue to view yourself or your circumstances through a filter of weakness. So you cannot be somebody who does the hard thing if you continue to see yourself as somebody who's so inconsistent, as somebody who's such an all or nothing person, as somebody who starts strong but never finishes, as somebody who can't say no to a second drink when they're out with their friends. You cannot operate in a way that runs counter to how you see yourself or how you see your circumstances. I'm just too busy. You're not going to be somebody who makes the time no matter what if you have the fundamental belief that you're just too busy, that you're just too stressed, that you're overwhelmed, that you're too tired, that your job is keeping you from these things. A couple weeks ago, I posted, it was the 1 year anniversary of my twins coming home from the NICU. They spent a little over 3 months in the NICU and just came to their NICU graduation anniversary earlier in November. And I shared a few mindsets that carried me through my first year with them because it was a tough year. In fact, for the first few months, we stayed up with them around the clock, 24/7. I don't know if that was a good idea or not, but when you have seen your children's heart stop thousands of times, you just aren't one to let them sleep. So we stayed up around the clock, and it was hard. I would start my work day after putting my one-year-old to bed, and I'd work for a few hours, and then I'd sleep for 2 hours, and then I'd get up at 2 a.m. and take over for my husband, who had been up with the twins, and then I'd be up from 2 a.m. until the cycle repeated itself the following evening with Roman's bedtime and then work and then sleep. And it was hard. And I would tell myself like, oh, I don't know how I can do this. But you just find a way to do it if you fundamentally believe that you are somebody who finds a way, who makes a way. And one of the fundamental mindsets for me was using your children as a reason that you don't have time to be healthy is completely illogical, because the thing that your children need from you more than anything else almost is you to be healthy. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. And that's just one of many ways that you have to view yourself and your circumstances in order to take action, but you're not going to be an action taker if you fundamentally believe, like, I'm so inconsistent. I'm such a procrastinator. I'm more of a thinker. I just think all the time. I'm an overthinker. You cannot create this identity of success with a vision of yourself that's wrapped around failure. You can't create an identity of strength with a vision of yourself that's wrapped around weakness. Now, one of my big struggles when I was initially creating a lot of change in my life was I don't believe that I can do it. I don't believe that I'll lose the weight. I don't believe that I can get out of debt because I haven't done it before. And I would have to break it down into small moments. I believed that I was capable of one more good choice. One more. One. Just one. And it's that over and over and over again. I didn't have to believe that I was going to lose 100 pounds. I don't have to believe now that I can lose all the baby weight. I just have to believe that I have one more good choice in me. That's all it takes. That's all I ever need to focus on. But you can't continue to tell these stories about failure, about weakness, about struggle, and then wonder why you're not showing up in a way that represents strength and stamina and endurance and determination. It's because you don't paint yourself with that brush. You can't create an identity of strength while you continue to view yourself through a filter of weakness. Again, this comes from Chasing Cupcakes. If you haven't checked it out, it's a good one. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another message to help you create consistency today. I'll see you then.